When we look off to the west from our house, we can see the Catskill Mountains over on the other side of the Hudson River, and there are many great stories that come out of those Catskill Mountains, out of history, out of time. There's one man that lived in the Catskill Mountains back in the 1800s, and there are many great stories about him. His name was Johnny Darling. Johnny Darling, he was famous for a couple of reasons over in the Catskill Mountains. One of the reasons for his fame was his prowess as a hunter. It seemed like any time he went off hunting in the forests of the Catskill Mountains, he came back with something, a deer or a rabbit or a bear or a cougar or something. And the other reason for Johnny Darling's fame was his prowess as a liar. It seemed like any time he went off hunting in the Catskill Mountains, Johnny Darling came back with some amazing story about things that had happened to him out there in the forests. People could never decide whether Johnny Darling was a better hunter or a better liar. They talked about it, they argued about it, but nobody could ever seem to decide.
Now, one day Johnny Darling was out hunting, and he saw something that you never get to see. He saw a buck, but not just an average buck. This buck had antlers that poked right through the clouds. That's what Johnny Darling said, and that was the buck that Johnny Darling wanted, those antlers sitting in his living room. So he quickly pulled out his rifle. He loved his rifle. It had a wooden handle with his own initials carved right there, J.D. Well, he pulled out that rifle, and then he pulled out his powder horn, and he poured the powder down into the rifle. Then he pulled out his ramrod, and he rammed the powder down in there, and then he put his hands in his pockets to try to go for some shot.